That was Good Life by Anthem Academy. And now, SeaLink is a South Australian company that started out with two ferries, but it's now an Australian success story. Veronica Matheson talked to SeaLink's marketing manager, Julianne Briscoe, about its rapid growth.
Julianne, SeaLink has grown so much from two ferries to now you've got 900 staff across Australia and 6 million customers.
Yes, absolutely, Veronica. We certainly have grown from small beginnings, two ferries here operating in South Australia to Kangaroo Island, and a couple of coaches. Now I think in South Australia we have about 32 vehicles, including coaches, four-wheel drive, luxury Sprinter Mercedes vehicles, and every size coach you can imagine, ranging from mini to full-size coaches. And around Australia, I think we have 72 vessels now.
And you also have the Murray Princess, the river cruiser on the Murray River.
We do. That's our only accommodated vessel, if you like. Most of our other services are either point-to-point or cruise vessels that do lunch and dinner cruises and so on, for example, on the Sydney Harbour, or they take commuters from one place to another. But the Murray Princess is a beautiful vessel. It's 30 years old. It was built in the old style, like the, I guess, the Mississippi paddle wheelers. It is a stern paddle wheeler. It is driven by the paddle wheel with a couple of diesel engines to help turn the paddle wheel, and it can take 120 people. It has 60 cabins, which consist of staterooms and inside and outside cabins.
And it runs what throughout the year?
It certainly does. There's a couple of weeks of the year that we do put it into dry dock or take it in for maintenance and so on. That's generally in December, sometimes in the middle of the year as well. But apart from that, yes, it does run all year. It runs 3, 4 and 7 night cruises. And next year we actually have a new 7 night cruise starting. It departs from Manham, which is about an 80-minute drive from Adelaide. And it is doing, as I said, 3, 4 and 7 night. But we do have a brand new 7 night cruise going from Manham to Morgan next year.
What would you see on a river cruise? I mean, is it just sort of, you know, bush, or do you see a lot more than that?
Oh, the landscape is absolutely spectacular. It changes constantly from the huge limestone cliffs that we travel past, and they are massive. And, you know, they're like 20 million years old. And on one of our cruises, we, when we're ashore, we have a small boat called Dragonfly that takes us right up close to the cliffs. And you can basically see shells, you know, like oyster shells and seashells embedded in the cliffs. And to think that these are 20 million years old and that the sea used to be, you know, all across this area is just quite incredible. There's a lot of Aboriginal history as well, so we talk about that. We do a stop where we have some Aboriginal tour guides take us to look at caves and paintings and talking about the history of the Aboriginal tribes that lived in those areas. We see a lot of trees that have had canoes cut out of them, and we're told how that all comes about. Apart from that, there's a lot of beautiful shacks and homes along the river, so every now and again you come across some beautiful shacks where people have their holiday homes. They might be out the front fishing or skiing, and they wave to the boat, you know, which is quite a majestic sight going down the river. There certainly is a lot of beauty as far as bird life, as far as the times of the year that you travel, the beautiful willow trees along the banks of the river, the beautiful river red gums. It's just so picturesque.
And I gather the passengers can even go fishing, though I imagine they wouldn't be catching too many Murray cod these days.
No, unfortunately, the European carp have certainly taken over in the Murray River. As people have probably heard, there is an initiative in place to set a virus into the water to get rid of a lot of these European carp. It probably will take many years for that to happen. They certainly have, you know, done a lot of damage in the river, eaten a lot of the native fish species that are in the river. And, of course, anybody who catches one of the European carp, you are not allowed to throw it back in the water. You must dispose of it immediately.
Yeah, and I gather the pelicans actually love the carp, so they're doing their piece.
Yes, they certainly do their bit. It's quite a sight seeing some of the pelicans around the vessel, particularly at night when the boat is moored and there's spotlights out on the water. The water's lit up, you know, the bugs come around, the bugs fall in the water, the fish eat the bugs, and then the pelicans are just dancing. It seems like they're dancing around in the light, you know, in the darkness. And, of course, they're there as well because they want to eat the fish. And it's quite fantastic when you're cruising along the river seeing pelicans kind of nesting up in the trees, which is a pretty incredible sight, and it looks kind of wrong seeing a pelican up in a nesting up in a tree, and also seeing just the groups of pelicans, you know, flying low along the water or flying above the vessel. It certainly is a majestic sight.
Oh, that sounds terrific. Now, also, I mean, SeaLink, let's go back to Kangaroo Island. That was the start of their business. Kangaroo Island didn't have any transport from the island to the mainland at that stage, did they? What, that was in 1989?
No, they did have that business that was purchased back in 1989 was a going concern at the time. It was a family-owned business. So it was owned by the March family on Kangaroo Island, and they had a ferry called Philandra 3. So the ferry service was called Philandra Ferries. So they really just had the one service when the business was purchased in 1989. It was then renamed to SeaLink, and a second vessel was purchased that was able to carry all of the freight, as in trucks containing fuel and livestock and so on. And so the government actually ceased running their ship from from Port Adelaide to Kingscote because this ferry run by SeaLink was able to carry all of the stock and goods and produce and so on that needed to go on and off the island, and it saved the government a lot of money back then, something like I think $10 million, which they then put into building better roads on Kangaroo Island, and they sealed the road, which we call the ring route around Kangaroo Island, back in those early days so that people didn't have to travel on a dirt road. So those two ferries continued on for a few years. A lot of investment was put into the company. New ferries were built. New coaches were purchased. A lot more holiday packaging, a lot more infrastructure in ferry terminals and wharf facilities and so on went into the business. And the business grew from strength to strength and was able to service the Kangaroo Island community and the visitors that wanted to go to Kangaroo Island a lot better than what it used to.
Yeah, now you have ferries in the Northern Territory, in Queensland, on Sydney Harbour. I mean, there's no stopping you.
It is the largest marine transport business in Australia now.
Yeah, well, it certainly is SeaLink. That was Julie Anne Briscoe of SeaLink talking with Veronica Matheson. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.